Okay, we're at the pre-bid conference for the President's Home, March 5th at 10 o'clock a.m. at the VMP building at Kahoma Community College. Four people in attendance. Okay, so what I wanted to do was definitely go over the project. What we're going to do, what you'll be responsible for doing. We're going to go through the actual visit to the site so you can see everything. But before we do that, I wanted to just briefly talk about the forms that you have in front of you. So all of the bid that you do for the project for the President's Home will be on this tabulation form. And looks like I got the, did I give y'all 980? Okay, that's the one for the other one. So I should give you 9881. But it will look like this, but it will only be just for the President's Home. This is the one for the main campus. So, but you will have a tabulation form like this, just strictly for the President's Home. So we'll talk about that, the other one, when we get to it at 11:30. This is the proposal tabulation form for when we go in. We go by the lowest bid, and then we'll enter our results here. You know, and as long as all your insurances check out, all of your work, you got all the paperwork in order, then we're going by the lowest bid. If there's something missing, your bid will not be accepted. So we want to make sure you have all your documents that's required in the packet. But this is what we use, and we go strictly by the lowest bid. We'll call in about four or five people. We'll sit there and open the bid all at the same time on that day. And then that's it. The timeline that I have here is listed on page 1 and 2. So you can see when we're going to do everything. If you have any questions, send me an email. And then I will post answers to the question on the site so that everybody can see what the questions are and what the answers are. But this is a good thing that you attended here so that you can actually see the space and ask those questions in real time. But pretty much everything is laid out in the packet here. And if do you have any questions about anything in the packet? Have you all had a chance to go through it? Okay. And one of the reasons why we kept this one separate is because the President's Home will probably be on a different timetable. We didn't want it to get caught up in a big project because it may need special attention because of the plants there. And it's just a little different. That's kind of why we split up you're able to bid on pieces of the big one because of the planting and the mulching and all that. So it requires a little bit of some different maintenance because that we just want you to cater to that space. Okay. So, let's go. If y'all don't have any questions, we can go out. I'll call and have Brenda to open the gate. And the President's Home is right here. And y'all want to? We can drive over, and then I'll take
this. A stupid question.
No stupid questions.
Is this a 12-month contract or just a?
It's for
start to finish, and then, or do you want it 12 months?
It's going to be for 1 year. So you do the whole, because we want to include all seasons. We know
your service.
Yes.
Okay.
So, because during the wintertime, we still want you to build that in.
Okay. So it's a 12-month contract. Okay. Yeah. That's what I.
Yeah, it's a 12-month contract with the option to renew every year.
I saw it hit 33 to 35, so that's about a year.
Yeah, that's about a year. But see, I was basing that on the cuts. So you're gonna be the contract may be smaller because we're gonna by the time we award it, we will miss about four cuts. So we're gonna base it on the cut, the price per cut that you have on there. And then we do want I want you to think about like what kind of maintenance you're gonna do in the wintertime. We may not be cutting, but you may have to do some pruning. You may have to come pick up limbs. You know, just kind of.
You want it manicured.
Yeah. We want you to take care of that space.
Yes, ma'am.
All the time. I don't want to have to go send any guys. You know, you build that in, like how you're gonna take care of that space, and not. So you just have to just kind of. I hope my tabulation sheet kind of gives you enough space to you know, to kind of enough fields to put your costs, because I think on here I did, and I know it's in the specs that you all should build in time for winter, and I don't know if hold on, let me print out that tabulation.
I didn't see it in the contract what it was. I just didn't know.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy because, you know, it's saying 35, but it throw your numbers off. You do 35, you do 12 months.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a toss-up.
Yeah, it's like I said, I didn't know why we're just going to pay for April through.
I think they're going to pay by the cut.
That's what I just want to get, you know, I don't pay. Yeah. You're going to get paid.
Yeah.
Or do you bail it 12 months out of the year, or do you?
We still didn't get clarity. I need my dad's again.
Yeah, most of them was like that. Mm-hmm. 4 months contract.
There we go. Make sure you got all my.
Because like going by this, you don't have yearly.
Hold on,
you know what I'm saying?
So it's saying 33 on his contract, saying 35.
It didn't do me right. Hold on.
Well, they should have done just figure total cost divided by 12. It'd be a monthly charge. That's how most of mine have done in the past.
Yeah, us too. That's what we did last time, man. We did a year.
Just total price divided by 12?
Yeah, it's too much.
Too much trying to figure out.
Yeah.
And I got some just does April to November.
Yes, sir. Them weeks it kind of throw you out too. Mm-hmm. Start trying to protect them.
And you know, it'd be pretty much mid-April before you're getting started on this.
Mm-hmm.
Because by the time you end of March, before you say, yeah, you got it or not.
Yep. Feet on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that bad, but good thing it's open.
It's open.
You roll.
Okay, here we go.
Hot.
I had to print on the back of something because I didn't want to run downstairs and get any paper. Look out. There's the tabulation sheet for the residence, the president's home. So, yeah, you've got to build in the weeding, the mowing, and the blowing, the edging, removing the grass and stuff out of the sidewalks and around the curbs and the parking areas. Trimming and shaping the shrubbery and the little trees. And they may have already done the pruning because by the time we award the contract, it will probably be too late to do the pruning. But we've done that. So, but you still put that time in, still put that on your tab sheet, even though you may not have to do it, because by the time we award the contract, you may not need to do it because we will have done it. So do that. And then at least we'll know how much it costs. So if you don't do it that year, then we're not going, we won't pay for that, but we'll know how much it costs. So when we renew the contract, we'll have all that. Okay. But if you happen to do it, we'll have the cost too. So we're going to redo mulching.
So you only do it once a year?
The pruning?
The mulching.
You're going to determine, put how much it is for one. If we require additional things for you to do, we'll have a cost of how much it is. So if you're the landscaper, if you say you should do this twice a year, you may have to replenish and then clear out and then put fresh. I see it like twice, like on my plaza when I was looking at it. The guys recommended I should do it twice. I was only doing it once, but when I was reading up on it, I probably should do it twice. So it's gonna be depend. But give me the cost for one, and then if you recommend that we need to do this, we'll have a cost. A cost for it. So
once awarded, you're out working and you say, well, I think we need to do it again, just get the approval then.
Yeah,
then.
You'll have to get the approval from me to do anything outside of that time listed here.
So basically, the proposal you're asking for, it needs to go directly off these numbers. Anything else,
yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because I don't know, you're giving a price per application.
Right.
So if we come back and say, or if you recommend that we do something else,
right,
that's on here, yeah, more than once or more than the frequency that I have, then we'll know, we'll have a cost for it.
So your one time will be priced per application?
Yes.
Then you multiply your one time and your total suggested number for total price?
Yes. Okay. Yep. If you're not, and you have to bid on everything for the president's home. This is all or none. Like on the bigger one, you don't have to bid on certain things because you may not do that. But for the president's home, it's all or none.
All or none.
Yeah. You got to be able to do everything over there. We want one contract for that.
Is irrigation on there? I didn't see it on here.
Irrigation. We've got sprinklers.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so we have someone, we have our, all of our sprinklers, so I think we have a contract for that.
Okay.
But now, if it's not, then I'll let you know.
We do irrigation systems too.
Really? I may have another one coming up, so I may have another contract coming up, but if I, from what I remember, we have a separate irrigation contract, but it may be we may have to do another one on the edge as well. Yeah. We don't know. We just, we have to put them out for
yes, ma'am.
Give everybody a fair
shot. I didn't see it in there, and I just wanted to ask.
Yeah. And I didn't include it, and I think in the bigger contract, I said that, I don't think I had it there, but I mentioned something about irrigation. Okay. And I think I said that you are not to fool with because we had somebody to do it.
Something was broken.
I think it was tore it up and needed to fix it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we're good?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to go out and see the site.